Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Richardson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Agee steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is hit by the pitch. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Peterson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Peterson. Robinson moves to second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball towards center. AG catches it and throws to second to double up Boyer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh juggles the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. AG moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. AG scores. Skowron moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Pizarro moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 0 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Agee steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Mantle moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Howard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Howard. Berry moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for John Romano. Hal Renef now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Howard and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone juggles the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. Agee scores. McCraw moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joe Horland pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. Horland moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 3 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Gene Freese now playing third base. Don Buford now playing left field. Ken Berry and Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive towards short. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Tresh moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.